There have been breakthroughs in fighting some of the world's most serious and common diseases thanks to startup funding from South Korea's science ministry, along with contributions from non-government groups in the United States, France, and other countries. Combining imaging technology and biotechnology, scientists are now able to witness infections as they occur in real time. Ulf Nerbas calls it a game changer for developing new drugs. He is the chief executive officer of the South Korean branch of the 124-year-old Institute Pasteur.
We have been, for the first time, able to reconstitute this, I mean, to have pathogens in live human cells, and we image that. We look at the infection as it happens. That's entirely new. And so this has allowed us to develop drugs which are effective in a complex, very realistic system.
One of the targets is tuberculosis, a disease that has plagued humans since they lived in caves. It remains very difficult to treat. Patients must gobble handfuls of slow-acting and toxic pills for between 6 months and 2 years. Kevin Pett leads one of the IPK Early Discovery Program groups, which is examining natural compounds and synthetic candidates to find better treatments.
There is at least, you know, 3 or 4 natural compounds that are currently used in the fight against tuberculosis. So we look at both. So we are very opportunistic.
Lawrence Ayong from Cameroon leads a team seeking new drugs to battle endemic tropical diseases such as malaria.
And then inside the red blood cells, you see the yellow column, which indicates the presence of parasites.
One of their biggest frustrations is that dangerous organisms are able to evolve and outwit the drugs designed to kill them.
Here, we are focused in developing innovative approaches that can help limit the spread of these drug-resistant parasites, be it in malaria, in Leishmania or Chagas.
Ayong has a warning for those in the developed world who believe neglected diseases are of no concern for them.
With globalization, it doesn't matter where the disease is located, it's going to affect everybody economically and even socially. So I think the time is now for all of us to join efforts against all these diseases.
Outside of several UN-backed partnerships, the best laboratories in the world are not part of those efforts. They belong to the giant for-profit pharmaceutical companies. Institute Pasteur Korea CEO Nerbas says those corporations devote the bulk of their research budgets to finding blockbuster drugs, which could ring up billions of dollars in profits.
Most of the infectious diseases and even more neglected diseases do not fall under that category. Now, there is huge need, however, and I think that we have to look at a new model of entities, new platforms that have to develop drugs in these areas and new public-private partnerships.
In the current economic climate, even the most generous of philanthropists are streamlining contributions. That has researchers nervous that their money could run out before they're able to develop new and effective drugs targeting neglected diseases, a process that can take years, if not decades. Steve Herman, VOA News, Pangyo, South Korea.